The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story, where we discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Haryanto Diman, reporting to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. E-scooter and e-bike riders will soon have to take a theory test. This is one of the recommendations made by a panel on the use of mobility devices, which the Ministry of Transport has accepted. Pedestrians are to play a part too. Included in the recommendations, a code of conduct for pedestrians to keep left on footpaths. E-scooter and e-bicycle users will need to go for a theory test before they are allowed to ride their devices in public. E-scooter riders will also need to be at least 16 years old to ride on public paths. And the use of mobile phones when riding is banned. Now, to tell us more about these new rules, which will soon come into play, we have journalist Toh Ting Wei. Welcome, Ting Wei.
Hello.
Now, Ting Wei, if you could share with us first, when will the new rules and regulations kick in?
So the specific timeline hasn't been announced yet, but the Transport Ministry has said that they are, the Land Transport Authority is working on implementation details and will announce the specific details in due time.
Right. And Ting Wei, do you think these guidelines would help with footpath safety, especially since e-scooters have been banned from footpaths and there's been a huge debate on this?
So I think for the license thing is what many BMD riders themselves have been calling for quite some time, because the logic is like, if you need licenses to ride motorbikes, you need licenses to drive cars, and that's how they make it safer. Like, people learn basic skills like sort of like this defensive riding,
right,
and to follow the proper rules in place.
Right.
So I think with the theory test, obviously it will help quite a lot.
Right.
Just that, and it's been something that people have been wanting for quite some time. Just that it might have come a bit late, because I think a lot of people aren't like kind of give up on e-scooters now because of the footpath ban.
Yeah. So, what about on the pedestrian side then?
Yeah, so on the pedestrian side, there's also another thing that a lot of PMD riders have been asking about, because for pedestrians, the onus has always been on the e-scooter users, PMD riders themselves, to be the ones to ride safely. But some of these riders, they argue it takes two hands to clap and it's not without reason. Because, I mean, it's quite common to see pedestrians walking on footpaths. I mean, ourselves, we probably have been guilty of it ourselves, using our phone, or sometimes instead of walking on the footpath, we walk onto the park connector and start walking there, blocking the whole space, which blocks the, say, cyclists and e-scooter users from using the road. So the code of conduct is a bit contentious, because like some pedestrians are like, why are you telling me how to walk on something that I've been walking on since forever? But I guess it will help, because, I mean, hopefully it will bring more awareness to people to at least like look out for themselves also.
Right. And think, you know, talking about these recommendations, is it now seen as though the ministry is backpedaling on the recent e-scooter ban? Do you think, you know, we might see e-scooters once again on footpaths?
Instead of backpedaling, I would think it's quite the opposite, actually, that they are doubling down on it. Because the recommendations, it was submitted before in September, so that was before the ban from footpaths was announced. At that point in time when they announced the ban of e-scooters from footpaths, it seemed that these recommendations would be kind of redundant, because, I mean, there are still 440 km worth of cycling network in Singapore for the e-scooter users to tap into. But when you look at the context, the connectivity is not there, because it's not that seamless that you can go from one place to another using the cycling network alone. So at that time, I think people were wondering whether these recommendations would still be needed. But now that the government has accepted it, there's a sort of a extra layer or extra obstacle in terms of using e-scooter. I mean, it helps to improve safety, but then it's kind of like looking at all the things, various measures, it seems like it's really a reset button on the use of e-scooters in Singapore. It will be a lot safer, but then at this point in time, I think a lot of people will be sort of wouldn't want to continue using e-scooters because at the moment it just seems like there are too many obstacles to continue using it.
Well, thank you so much, Ting Wei, for coming on to share a bit more about these recommendations. Now, to read more about the recommendations and e-scooter related news, you can head to our website, straitstimes.com. For more news and videos, you can visit straitstimes.com. Once again, I'm Haryanto Diman. Tune in tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.